cows and horses and mules. That's the biggest thing we kept in the barn. But you had a cow, a hog lot. It was all friendly. The cow lot and the cows. But the cows and the horses and mules, that you know, all stayed, and they had stalls for them to be in there if everyone wanted to go to his own stall.
Stalls for the cows?
Oh, they had cow pens for the cows, hog pens for the hogs. But they could be all in that same area.
Right. Mm-hmm. Did you ever hear of anything like a cow barn?
Yeah, I thought so. Somebody got a cow barn. Man, a really long cows out here. He's got a cow barn. But he don't have nothing but cows.
That cow barn, does that look just like a regular barn?
Mm-hmm. To me it does, you know, but they just have, they got the cow stalls and things different from the horses and the mules.
Then that hog pen, was there ever any shelter for the hogs, or was it just open?
It's supposed to be shelter for the hogs. Yep. Shelter
over. Was there a particular place where the farmer milked his cow?
In the barn, when I had, you know, I used to milk cows.
Really?
I milked mine in the barn. When we had a barn for the cow. Oh, yes. Yeah, it was in the barn. We called it the barn because we had a shelter over it.
Yes, ma'am.
And that's why I meant
mine. And you say if you had any horses, they stayed in the barn too?
But they had different places to be. They didn't be with the cows. You see, the big fence between them. Because, you know, the horses might kick the cows, and the cows might hit the horses. And so it would always be a division between them, but yet and still, I was in the whole barn, just the barn. With the cows and the mules. You didn't have the horses, just cows and a couple of mules that stayed there. The cows on one side, mules on the other. Now when you turn them out in the pasture, they'll all be together. So you don't bother one
another. When you milked a cow, did you say anything to it to get it to be still?
Soft.
Yeah.
As a mule to be. Soft.
And she'd
back her leg. You put your hand on her. Hip and holler soft. And she'll back her knees. Yeah. You know all that stuff, what you ask.
I just want to find out if people around here heard about it. So, you know, in some places you go, they have different words for things.
I see.
That's all I'm trying to find out.
But you heard the word saw head.
Sure. Yeah. I didn't hear it until I started doing this.
So you did.
What about a building where you would keep your corn or grain? Did you have something like that?
Mm-hmm. That was called a barn too. Hay barn, corn, crib.
Right. Now was that crib a separate building, or was it inside the barn, or what?
It was a separate building. And I was one. It was a separate building. It wasn't inside of the barn.
Yes.
Yeah, I mean with the where you feed the animals there. It wasn't there. Off to itself.
Yeah.
We call that the crib.
Yes, ma'am.
And they go to the crib and get the corn out, then go and put it in to the horses and mules or whatever you have.
Yes, ma'am. I see. Well, in the upstairs part of the barn, was there a place where you might keep hay?
That's right.
What did you call that?
Law. Hay law.
Hay law. I see. Well, when a farmer cut his hay, if he didn't want to bale it up, would he ever just, you know, right out there in the field, just pile it up?
Shock it up. Haystacks.
Right.
Stack it up. Okay.